Welcome back to a brand new edition of the all new MRL.
There you go, brother.
Hey, I did something for the first time yesterday in my entire life.
What was it, bud?
I rented a car.
Ah, you never rented a car before?
I've never needed to rent a car.
And you're 25 now, so you don't have to take like the extra insurance.
Yeah. I've never needed to rent a car in my life. You know, whenever I got to an accident, my parents or a friend or someone always kind of had like a spare vehicle.
What?
Yeah, there's always like a spare vehicle laying around that I could always call a buddy.
You have a personal enterprise?
Kind of.
Like,
I remember that's why I used to drive the van with no windows. It was a work van because my car ended up getting in the shop. I can't remember what happened to it.
Okay.
But I drove a car with no windows because I never needed a rental. So yesterday, by the way, rentals are expensive.
There's a way to do it that it's not actually very expensive.
I'm paying $50 for a car.
Did you upgrade? Or are you in the most basic car?
I'm in a Nissan Altima. It seems like a basic car to me.
Where are you renting from?
Enterprise. Did they screw me over?
No, but listen to Loren tell you.
So what happened? Why did I have to pay $50?
Do you have a Costco membership? And it's not like an endorsement for Costco or
anything. No, I don't.
Like,
I have BJ's. I love BJ's.
Well, I do mine through Costco because they have a whole travel program.
Okay.
And they're so cheap through them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything like
that. So I'm a AAA member.
Okay.
Oh, it's you. I was looking for a AAA member the other day, and I called Roy because I thought he was the AAA member.
Oh, no, I have it. I have the family AAA.
So do you get a discount at Enterprise?
Or Hertz, I think.
Okay.
Either one.
Because in my head, I was kind of expecting to pay like $30.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. It's like $25, $30.
Yeah, and then he said $50, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I thought maybe that
you're like, am I getting a Ferrari?
I didn't know. I don't know how it works. But it was the first time.
I feel like, you know, most of my car started at
30?
I'm going to have to look now.
Yeah.
You're going to make me prove myself.
Yeah, I mean, Enterprise isn't giving you a price, but that's what I thought. Like $30, $32.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah.
But then I've never rented a car, so I was like, well, maybe I'm just ignorant. But I also feel like I was the guy who took too much time because I wanted to make sure we documented every scratch and nick on this car.
Because you'd never done it before.
I've never done it. I'm like, hey, make sure you write down there's a mark right here. Make sure can you see this?
That's not bad. That's not bad. Although I have returned cars that have some dings and stuff on them. Not after I got it, but they've never checked.
Yeah.
They've never checked.
So it was a whole thing. And everybody there was a big fan of the show. Besides the guy that was helping me. But everyone else in the office was great.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was a whole new experience for me.
Good. And at 7 a.m. this morning, we're going to tell you why Roy rented a new car. Because he didn't get into a wreck in his old car. The engine didn't break. There's a specific physical defect.
A
physical defect with this car. And I saw him deal with it twice yesterday.
Oh, and by the way, when I took it to Town & Country Ford, everybody was like looking at my car going, I ain't never seen that problem before. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So do they not know how to fix it?
Really? Well, we have to replace the whole thing. But everyone's like, I can't wait to show all my other buddies with your car.
Yeah.
It was like the spectacle of what's wrong with my vehicle.
There's a problem. I'll say this. There's a problem with Roy's doors. And I think the answer needs to be, Roy, you got to get the Back to the Future doors put on. The ones that go up like
go
wings.
Up in the air. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you finding, Loren? Anything?
I found like $40 right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's last minute, too, so maybe that's why.
So maybe that's why I get hit with the $50 fee. But
your insurance won't cover it?
I don't know. I even tried the insurance round. I needed a car, and so some guy picked me up from Enterprise.
They do that?
I didn't know they do that. That was pretty cool, too.
And most of them are, according to the commercials, Loren, they're all ex-athletes.
Oh,
right?
Really?
The Enterprise?
So I don't know. Enterprise. I've never seen that commercial, but I know what car company I'm renting from now on. Ew.
Yeah, at Enterprise, like during sports games and stuff, they'll say, at Enterprise, we love, helping college athletes.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah, get their job.
This guy didn't seem like an athlete.
Because,
But while I was there, some guy returned a car with a shattered window.
Do they say thank you?
No, there's like a whole thing. They have to file all this paperwork. So that was interesting.
Jeez, you
too.
Wonder what happened there, huh?
He said it was vandalized at his apartment complex. Yeah. But he didn't have a police report. It was a whole mess. It was a whole mess.
Okay.
I really enjoyed to go through the process yesterday. What some people probably find the most annoying thing, I was excited. I was like, all right, get to sign papers. Okay.
That's great. Oh, man. Well, congratulations, Roy, renting a car for the first time. Look at you, big time.
Watch out, Charlotte.
You're going to go out to your parking lot today here at the office after work and not know where your car is. You're going to forget that you have a rental car.
Right. Yeah. And the car doesn't have a horn. So, like, you know how you can hit
it? What do you mean it doesn't have a horn?
Well, you know how you can hit it and it'll beep at you?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't do that. So I can't even hear. I can't try to figure out where it is.
Mm. No panic button.
I don't know. I haven't looked at that. Yeah, there's a panic
button. Don't hit it.
Okay.
Too early in the morning for that. Well, 7 a.m. this morning is where we're going to talk about your car and what problems you're currently dealing with, along with Roy. We'll tell you more details on that. Also, it's going to be your shot to win your way into Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld show, which is coming to the PNC Pavilion on July 27th. Not only do you get to go, Caller 9 gets tickets automatically just for being Caller 9, but then you get thrown into the pot where one winner and a friend are going to be upgraded to go into the sound check area.
Yeah, this is great.
You'll put like an ear monitor in and you'll get to hear Charlie sound check, which is so cool. That's where he stops and he's like, 1-2, 1-2. More gain. You know, all these terms. And then on top of that, it doesn't stop there. We're going to allow somebody to go up during the show to get up close and personal with Charlie Puth. Ask me how close and personal.
How close and personal, Manny?
Like sweat close and personal.
Wow.
You're going to be a photographer. You'll be in the photographer's pit.
Okay.
So that's the grand prize that we'll draw tomorrow around 7:20. 7 a.m., though, today is your shot to try and score those tickets and your way in, okay? Coming up next, we're going to tell you about an intern interview that happened yesterday. We interview interns, and there was an interesting twist to this one. It's 3 minutes. All right, so who wants to tell the story?
So, there we were. So we, you know, have a bunch of interns that come through the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
In fact, today's intern, Dovey's last day.
It is, yeah. And we'll have him on the show later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great because interns come to our show, and I think I have to go and punch out the numbers again because it's been a minute since I've ran the program. But at one point, we had like almost a 90% success rate of interns leaving here and getting their own radio show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was a huge number. It was like the majority of people that come through here, besides like a couple of them, got their own show. And so we had this guy come in yesterday, and yeah, I'm going to do the whole Southern thing. Bless his heart, because he really was trying and he was really nervous. And I think the nerves is what was getting him yesterday.
Yeah, poor thing came in. His hands were real sweaty, and he, you know, had to wipe his hand off before he, like, shook our hand. You could tell he was nervous.
Right.
Which was nice, because what happened next is hilarious.
Yeah.
We looked at his resume. And do you want to tell him what we saw?
No, I was just going to back up and say, I don't know if we should do this again in the future. I don't know, because we were all in the studio. Yes. I don't know if we should bring them into the studio. I wonder if that makes them a little extra nervous.
I agree with you.
The microphones?
I think it's a little intimidating to walk into the studio and have your intern interview.
See, I think it's cool because I get to see what... You know what I mean? What the studio is about.
But you're probably already nervous. I think it might help if we start in a... office and then say
and then
at the end, hey, we're gonna take you on a little tour,
like a game show. We start in the kitchen. If you pass that, we'll take you to the office.
If you make it through round one, we'll take you.
Yeah. I like that.
But he hands the resume over and Roy grabs the resume. Lorraine, I haven't even seen it yet.
It was very nicely set up.
Nicole's got a copy, Roy's got a copy. And so Roy, right off the bat, within 3 minutes of the interview, goes, well, I see a problem already. And I'm thinking, well, the problem is he's in high school.
Yeah. Right.
He can't get college credit, which is a requirement.
Yeah. His first line that says, I want to get an internship on the Ace and TJ morning show.
on Kiss 95.1.
On Kiss 95.1.
Yeah.
So we asked him, are you also putting in an internship for them?
Right.
Which, if he said yes,
it would all make sense. But he said no. He didn't want an internship with them. So that means that he thought that, I guess, we were them.
Who knows? We never got to the bottom of it. He just said, you know, he just sat here and ate crow. He's like, this is really, really embarrassing.
And I thought it was great. I'm laughing.
Yeah. I mean, I did too, but.
It's not a big deal, you know, but it's just.
He said, because we said, what show do you want to work for?
Right.
And he said, my name, Wright, which you get points for right off the bat. He didn't say Manny. He said, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. And on Kiss 95.1. And then he's like, you know, I listen to the music on my way down here and all that stuff. So. We get that not everybody is going to listen to the show every minute of every single day. Like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do an internship, at least, like, intern with something that you want to do. Because we've also interviewed a ton of people who have no idea who we are. Right. And I guess, like, what happens, Nicole and Roy, you would know, do the schools just say, hey, go to this address?
Yeah, the schools, their advice counselors or whatever – tell them, hey, you'd be a good fit here. Put in for it.
Right. Maybe you don't know it,
but this would be a good fit for your, so you can learn your skills.
Right. Because I did an internship growing up in Jersey. I was lucky to be around New York. I did one at MTV. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that.
Yeah.
And they were transitioning out of music at that point. And then I did one at Howard Stern. I knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
I didn't say, hi, I'm here for the IMUS interview.
No. And I feel like, maybe if you are putting in for multiple internships, let's just keep it generic.
Yeah.
Right.
Like just keep the resume generic.
That's true. And that's the other thing I heard, too, is you're not supposed to put, like, hey, this is what my objective is. Just put your work stuff.
And, really?
And that's what I heard.
I don't know.
Your objective is, you know what your objective is. You're sitting in the seat.
No, that's not a, that's true.
You know, like, yeah. Your objective is to be here. We get it. So anyway, no, right, Nicole?
Well, the funny thing about it is that he, when he sent over his attachment, because, like, I have his resume in email form, and he did it correctly.
On the email?
On the one that he sent me. So it does say the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz morning show.
So he just
on the one that he sent
he put
me.
In for
but
multiple.
The attachment says, like, resume template. So, like.
The attachment says resume template.
But do we invite him to come back? He seemed like a nice enough kid.
Yep. He's going to come shadow.
Good. Let's ask
him. So he applied for both,
pretty
much.
Let's ask him tomorrow when he comes next week.
You know, we do get kids.
Did Ace and
let's
TJ
blindfold
get our
him. Let's blindfold him and see if he knows.
Yeah. I'll thicken up my country accent for him and really throw him a curveball.
We're Hickory, right?
He's
from out that way?
I think he's from Hickory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, the internship position is open, by the way. If you are interested, you can email NicoleWeaver@bbgi.com or something like that.
And if you want to be hilarious and get hired immediately, say that you want an internship with John Boy and Billy. That's so fun. I'll put you on immediately.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we found an article about the biggest fast food flops. These are ideas that fast food companies had, and as quickly as they came, they left. We'll do it in under 10. Some of them are funny. You gotta get up. Lorenz gonna get the dirty on the 30 for us coming up here in just about 2 minutes. But we found an interesting article, Roy, about the short-lived biggest fast food flops. And some of them that I was reading, I don't have any recollection of.
There's a couple I do remember. The one that I remember, do you remember the McDonald's Arch Deluxe, the Arch Burger?
Mm-mm.
I do.
I do remember that one.
What was it, though?
It was lettuce, tomato, it was Arch sauce, mustard, mayo combination, and it was like a very expensive, it was like the premium beef, if you remember. They used like a special beef for it.
I do remember that.
But I liked it because, you know, you always went to the Golden Arches, and that's how I always, like, remembered the Arch Deluxe. It was discontinued in the late 90s.
Didn't they do, like, a McGriddle or something like that where it was, and I don't know if they still do it or not, but it was, like, a pancake with the sandwich in the middle, but the pancake actually had, like, little dots of syrup in it. So when you bit it, it kind of all oozed together.
Yeah. It was like a sausage on two pancake patties.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a McGriddle is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
they still have it.
Yeah, they still have it. Yeah. That's still a
I don't
thing.
Clearly, that's not what I order.
Yeah.
I just remember when
French
it came
fries.
Out.
By the way, I don't want to get off topic. I'll never forget the day. I was teaching a radio class.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, I don't need a McDonald's.
I was
that
teaching
often.
A radio class, and Loren was doing a Facebook Live. And so I was like trying to show the kids, hey, this is what radio is doing. Loren's hosting a Facebook Live at this place.
And you pulled it up like in the class live.
And yeah. In the class. And she's at a restaurant. And people are like,
it's a pizza restaurant.
People were like, she's like, I guess the lunch there was like 12 or 13 bucks. And Loren makes the comment, you can't even get that price at McDonald's. And everyone in the classroom was like, what? McDonald's is way cheaper than that.
I'm like, well.
I like your sales job, though.
Yeah. Oh, like, funny. Has she ever been through a McDonald's drive-thru before?
Yes, so she has.
She doesn't look at the price, though.
Right.
The McDonald's used to have also a spaghetti and a pizza.
No recollection of that. Well,
the spaghetti was discontinued in the 70s. There's actually, I believe, still one location in America that serves McDonald's pizza.
Whoa.
One, it's like probably like in Georgia or some weird isolated place.
Where one guy goes in and buys it every day.
Yeah. Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. These are the things that were quickly discontinued.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was 2007.
Yep, I remember that.
It was discontinued because it was too sweet. Which, who would have thought that? Taco Bell seafood salad. That was their attempt to take on McDonald's fish filet.
Oh, let me tell you what I wouldn't try.
Do you guys remember the Burger King Saddest Fries?
No. I remember they did like a chicken parm sandwich or something for a minute.
I remember that too. But this is the Saddest Fries. It was discontinued in 2014. They introduced an alternative to their fattening fries. It was lower calories, lower fat. And I just Googled it, and they're crinkle-cut looking fries.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't remember those.
Can you still order them?
No, they're discontinued, okay. But they look fantastic. I'm like, I love crinkle-cut fries.
I remember Burger King did switch their fries at some point, but I don't remember them being crinkle fries. And I remember everybody went all crazy, and they switched them back. Yeah.
I think I was one of the people that hated it, too.
Did you write in?
Probably. Wendy's Frascata, the deli sandwich, had bad sales.
You know, Arby's is doing like do you guys call it a gyro or a euro? I hear it both ways, but.
Gyro.
A gyro. But they're selling those now.
Oh, really?
Which I think is strange. Yeah. I'm like, that is so out of place here.
Do you remember in the 2000s, maybe even the late 90s, geez, I forget, but Domino's did, I think it was either Domino's or Pizza Hut did the pizza where you eat the crust first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
that. Yeah, you had to eat it
backwards. Because Donald Trump did a commercial of him eating the pizza backwards.
Yeah, everybody did. They had a lot of celebrities do that. That's funny.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
There's probably a bunch more fast food flops that we'll put up on the website, too. Kiss95.1.com.
So One Direction fans are excited yet concerned. Louis Tomlinson is headed back to X Factor where it all started, this time as a judge. Now, like I said, the fans are excited because this is huge news, but they're also concerned because they're afraid that it will delay Louis's highly anticipated solo debut. And he's saying like, no, everybody calm down. Like it will still be a priority for me. But this was an opportunity that I could not pass up. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry may have heard Meghan Markle's dad's plea because they're headed to the U.S. They are supposed to take a trip to the States over this summer. And they'll also be touring Australia and New Zealand in October. And she's very excited to show Harry what she loves about the U.S.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if they will hit a McDonald's.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake is having a little trouble selling his Soho, New York City apartment. And this is the second time that he has had to slash the price on it. Apparently, people don't care that it's Justin Timberlake's pad.
I read this, and I have a quick question. Do you think he has any idea? Is he involved in the sales?
I say not.
Do you think anybody runs it by him?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I think somebody comes to him and like, hey, we got to drop this price. Well, this time they dropped it nearly $250,000. So, yeah, that's getting signed off on.
I don't mean he has to be there to show it.
Yeah, I thought you meant like he's like showing the apartment. I'm like, no, he's not there doing that.
No, but I mean, do you think he has any idea or like somebody's in charge of his entire real estate finance?
No, he probably said, hey, we're going to sell it. Let's list it at X. And then when it didn't sell, somebody came to him and was like, hey, that was a little high. We're going to have to slash that price again. So, and Kim Kardashian, she, this is going to maybe make you cringe, makes $5 million in 5 minutes. That's what she made when she came out with her last perfume. And she's coming out with a new line of perfumes this week in Cherry Peach and another one called Vibes. Mm, so right. I'm sure that'll be 15 mil in her pocket. Quick one. That's your dirty for now.
I got a funny story to share with you. I thought my house was haunted last night. And there's been a couple things, but last night was the topper. I was like, that's it.
And you're in a new house.
And I came to terms with it. I was like, I'm okay with this, though. But hold on. I'll explain in under 10 minutes.
Hey. Kiss 95.1.
This is going to sound really weird because you guys know me. And when we go on our ghost hunt in October with Tina from the Charlotte Paranormal group, like I'm usually pretty pessimistic that we're not going to find a ghost. Not optimistic that we are.
Right.
Because you don't believe in them.
Right. I typically don't. But I'll tell you what. I have this weird thing going on where lately when like I'm getting ready to go to bed and I'm in that state, like I think I hear something. Like a name or a whisper. I'm telling you. I know it sounds trippy.
Don't laugh at him.
Okay?
Sorry.
So, no. You have the right to. Believe me. I'd laugh at you if you were telling me this. And it's just something like, you know, Sarah, like that.
And you think someone's in the room with you and you're looking for Amanda.
I just hear that. And I'm just like.
So it's not even like your name. It's a name that you don't even know.
Yeah, right. No, nobody's calling me. It's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody named Sarah lived in the house at some time. I don't, you know, the house isn't new. It was built in 2001.
Look that up.
So, but I don't want to. I don't care to.
Okay.
So I'm in the kitchen last night. Amanda and Dean are upstairs. And I'm doing the dishes. And I hear, like, over the TV and the sink running, I hear, like, a voice. And it's like, Zavaza. And I look left, because that's where it came from, my left. I'm at the sink. And I'm like, what, babe? Amanda, what? And she's like, are you talking to me? I go, yeah, what'd you say? She goes, I didn't say anything. And I go, oh. Well, I don't want to tell her.
Yeah.
Because she'll put a for sale sign in the house. Like she don't play. You know? And by the way, like hearing the voices thing, it doesn't happen to me during the day and stuff. It really only happens when I'm in a certain state of like relaxation or like settling down. So it's definitely my mind playing tricks on me. But last night when I heard that voice, I was like, that's a voice. I heard it.
But you weren't relaxing there. You were doing stuff.
I was in the kitchen doing stuff. And I came to terms. I was like, okay, then there is definitely something in this house. And I'm okay with it because it doesn't seem to be mean.
Any wine involved?
Mm-mm, not yet. But maybe, a bottle after it, but no.
Maybe the TV?
Bro, I have Alexa on the counter.
Oh, Alexa's talking to you.
And I have it hooked up to my Jambox.
Okay.
And it turns out that after I load up the dishwasher, I hear like, boop. And I was like, oh, it's not a ghost, you idiot. Your Jambox is dead. And it said that.
Are you serious?
That was the voice.
Yeah. Battery's low.
You're like, what? What, Amanda? Oh, the house really is haunted. Yeah, that's what it was. You know, Jambox needs to be charged.
Yeah.
It wasn't Alexa talking. It's the Jambox telling
you. It has a different voice.
That's funny.
Right. But I had the TV on. And so just like I said, I felt like I've been hearing things.
Yeah.
So that was a definite for me. I was like, okay, but we can live with this because we've also taken stories from people who live with the ghost. They're just like, it is what it is. It doesn't bother us. We don't bother them.
Right.
I want to be haunted so bad.
No, you don't.
I do, just so I can like believe. Because I'm a healthy skeptic when it comes to it. I want to believe, but like I'm not the type of person that sits there and goes, oh, I heard something. Like, yeah. I actually have to hear it. Like, I need someone to, like...
Scientific explanation.
I need someone to knock on the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like when we go on ghost hunts and stuff. And Tina from Taps doesn't tell us this, but I know she's like, the more open you are, the more experience you're going
to
have.
Right. Yeah, but she's also quick to tell you, like, if they hear something, she's like, well, it was this.
Yeah.
Which is also nice.
No, you idiot. It was your jam box.
Right. She'd be the first one. Like, she, like, tries to prove that.
To debunk it.
Debunk
before.
It, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, because I watch some of the stuff, especially some of the ghost stuff on the travel. And I'm sorry, y'all, but every time the girl thinks that she can, like, connect with the ghost or talk to the ghost or she feels the ghost, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I need like, noises or something, or I need to see a door move.
Right.
I can feel him. He's right here.
I'm like, all right, calm down, Sarah. Yeah, all right? You're just getting the EBGBs, okay?
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
We will, of course, we'll do a haunted house visit for free again from Taps in October, right around Halloween. And if you think your house might be haunted, keep us in mind in October.
Yep.
By the way, this time we're not going with 55 people.
No, it was too many people last time.
It was a damn house party when we went in Matthews last time, remember?
I mean, Diet Dr. Pepper, cookies.
We brought 20 people. That's 20 okay. people were there to meet us.
Signing autographs. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was. Man, we got to say goodbye to intern Dobie, whose last day is today. But we also found out something super cool and super interesting about him. He's been couch surfing because he lives up in Boone at App State.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have a place to stay here.
Yeah.
So that's so interesting. We're going to bring intern Dobie in less than 10 minutes and find out whose couch he's sleeping on and if it's more than one person coming up in under 10 minutes.
The warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying summertime.
Intern Dobie in the studio. Oh, by the way, I don't know if we've told you, Charlie Puth, if you want to get in with Charlie Puth, we got tickets to a show where he's going to be at the PNC Pavilion. On top of that, get you up close and personal with this unbelievable experience. You get to go to the sound check, put like an ear monitor in, hear him warm up, and then during the show, you get to bypass everyone and go to a special area where you could take photos of him. You're almost going to be like our own Kiss 95.1 reporter almost. But if you want your in for that, we're going to get people qualified to win with a game called Finish the Lyric. And we're going to do that
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Yeah, so coming up here very soon.
I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of intern Dobie. And I'll tell you guys why. It's not because of the work he does here. Although that is good, too. Don't let me.
Yeah, you're
I guess
really good at what you do.
Yeah, that sounded wrong. It's the effort that Dobie puts in. And I think this is a good example for a lot of people listening who mm-hmm. might be kind of stuck or might need a little motivation. Dobie goes to school at App State, right?
Yes.
So a lot of people that come to us from App State in the summer stay with family, friends, or relatives that live in Charlotte. You know, they come home for the summer. But you don't do that.
No, no. I don't have any connections here. I spent a good little bit actually trying to find somebody that did stay here, see if I could couch surf. You know, like once I got the opportunity, I didn't want to worry about it. Yeah. You know, I was like, let's just take it a step at a time.
Sure.
And I just couldn't find anybody, so I kind of had to resort to, like, couch surfing, or at least house surfing. Like, I used Airbnb for the past 6 weeks.
Whoa.
So
five nights a week.
I've had a bed to stay in, but I have been living pretty much with strangers. You know, from place to place.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the past five nights a week, because you intern 5 days a week
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so...
An Airbnb in like a private room, not a house or a condo or something
like
that.
No, it's like in someone's. Yeah, it's in someone's home.
Yeah,
because that's just the cheapest option. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of places that are like $50 a night. So I had to pick the. You know, I was trying to look for the $20 a night to $30 option.
Yeah.
Still, holy crap! You know, we don't pay you.
Yeah, so you that's the only reason. So I go back immediately once I'm done. I head straight back to Boone, and then I work on the weekend. To make the money to come back. And
oh,
that's,
my God.
But you know what? That's drive. He wants to be in the business that bad.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of sacrifice that you have to make. Because once you found out that the internship doesn't pay and that you couldn't, you said you tried so hard to find someone down here that you could post up with for the 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't all of a sudden say, well, then I can't intern there. I'm done. You didn't. You
wanted the experience. Mm-hmm. You had the passion.
Good
you
for
found
you.
A way.
You and will go far in life. Like
with that drive?
100%. I love the what's the meme that's like zero things that take talent. It's like showing up on time, being passionate, work ethic, like being coachable, all those things. Body language. And you come in here every day and you really do give it 110%.
Thank you.
I mean, I remember when I first got into radio, I never said no to the program director. I did overnights and then I'd get off at 5, go take like a 2-hour nap. I'd come back to do like, you know, like 10 a.m. to 2 or mm-hmm. something like that. And then I'd take a little nap and then I'd go do a remote and then I'd then come back and do overnights again.
Yeah. Right. Whatever.
But
you
that's
could.
What you did. You did anything and everything to be in the business.
Absolutely. Yep. What's my favorite saying? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work harder.
That's your favorite saying?
Yeah, yes. I thought your favorite saying was don't tell Dallas.
Okay. That's fair.
Hide the package.
That's number two.
I've heard that one way more than that.
Yeah, my whole philosophy is like, man, if you can do it, then just go do it.
Good for you, buddy.
I know that. And that's just the way it is, you know.
We have really good news for you. We want to bring this up on the air. You don't even know this, but we are going to extend your internships another 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, congratulations.
So you can pay to live in Airbnb.
Can you imagine? What do you got? One more year left at App?
Yeah, one more year. So
yeah, well, good.
You know, it's gonna be a breeze now. I feel like, you know, it's nothing to really complain about. So I'm really happy I did it.
Good, dude.
Yeah.
Well, one of our former interns, Anthony with an I, who did a bunch of stunts and stuff for us. If you're a fan of the MRO show, you might remember that name. He just took a morning show job, not a morning show, but an on-air job in Savannah, Georgia. Same thing, dude. Mm-hmm. Same drive. He went and worked in South Dakota, which I know is, you know, you would have to do that too. If you had to do it, you would do it.
Yeah. Start small, work your way up.
If you can get something, you take it, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, cool. Also, Dovey, is what's your home country?
Lithuania.
Mm-hmm. And next week, he's taking his test to become a U.S. citizen. So at 8:35 this morning, he's going to come back in and give us the citizenship test.
Okay.
Me, you, Roy, we'll let Nicole take it.
I'm going to fail.
One of us.
There's no way.
Yeah.
One of us will have to win and stay a citizen. The other three will have their citizenship card.
We'll get voted out.
Yeah.
Give me your passport.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Dobie. Good job, buddy. Way to go.
Yeah, man. Wow, so much drive.
Living on that couch. All right. Roy?
We're going to play Charlie Puth, finish the lyric.
Yep, we're going to do that coming up here in a minute. But we also are going to talk to you about your car.
Yes, I'm driving a rental because my car is most definitely janky, and everyone here at the radio station has witnessed my bizarre way of entering my vehicle.
I saw it twice yesterday. It's the craziest thing. All right, after Macklemore, Charlie Puth, then Roy. Everybody got that?
I got it.
Let me write that down. Macklemore, Charlie Puth, Roy. Okay.
Perfect. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
All week long, we've been hooking you up with tickets to go see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld at the PNC Pavilion July 27th. That's not all. The winner also on Friday at 7:20 gets thrown into the pot, where one lucky winner out of the five of you will get into the sound check, where you get to hear Charlie Puth, you know, do his sound check. It's a sound check party with multiple people, but that's not all.
No, you get to go blow past everyone during the show, go to a special area where you get to take photos of Charlie Puth. You're literally going to have the best Instagram than everyone there at the show, because you're going to get the best photos, almost kind of like how where our reporters and our photographers go. That's where you're going to be.
Yep, exactly. So all you have to do is the game we've been playing all week. It's called Finish the Lyric. Listen to this. I know that dress is close to karma.
This is so easy.
I think so, too. And I'm learning new lyrics, because I definitely thought the beginning of that said the dress is caramel. Yeah.
Sorry, Lorraine, you're incorrect.
That's what I've been singing this whole time.
All right, we're looking for caller number 9 right now, 704-570-9595. Finish that lyric. You'll score tickets, and then you get put into the sound check party, and one lucky winner will also become a photographer for the day tomorrow morning at 7:20 right here on the MRL show. finish the lyric. Caller number 9, Roy, is... Who is this?
This is Denise.
Denise, you are caller number 9. You already got the tickets to go see our man Charlie Puth, PNC Pavilion. You also are now in the running. All you have to do is finish this lyric.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise, hold on. Here we go.
We don't talk anymore.
Oh, no. That's not it.
Oh, no.
That's incorrect.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't win.
Sorry, too.
Okay. No. All right. Well, I guess we got to take
no,
the next.
We already gave her the ticket. She's caller 9. Caller 9 gets the tickets.
Oh, really? Is that how that works?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Our producer says that's not how that works.
That's not how that works?
Right, well, put your microphone on.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on a second,
what are we supposed to do?
We've never had this before.
By the way, this is...
We take the next caller.
What do we do, producer Nicole?
We take the next caller. Yeah. It's you have to finish the lyric to win the tickets and be qualified.
Give her something.
We can give her a hug if she wants to swing by.
Oh, Denise.
I'm so sorry.
We almost went, what is today, Thursday? We got three. We went 3 for 3. Couldn't go 4 for 4.
You know we always go one step too far.
I thought these were super easy. Maybe this one is a bit hard.
All right, here it is again. Yeah, the problem is it's half the song. All right, Brian, caller 10. Can you finish that lyric?
You just want attention. You don't want my heart.
That's correct, bud. That is correct. You just want attention is the lyric we were looking for. You got tickets to go see Charlie Puth with Haley Steinfeld, PNC Pavilion. On top of that, you are now in the running to go to the private sound check experience. Also, you're in the running because you could be going past everyone and getting to this exclusive photo area where you could take awesome pictures of Charlie Puth during the show. Thank you so much, buddy.
Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my sister.
Are you sure? Because Denise is on hold, and she might really want to go.
Oh,
she just hung up.
Oh, no.
If your sister doesn't want to go, you should take Denise.
And I feel bad because you know Denise is going to be kicking herself in the butt all day for that one.
I know. And I don't like sending anybody away without winning. So, Denise, we'll try and hook you up. Maybe we got movie passes or something. All right, buddy, congratulations. Hold on. But I guess a game is a game, right? You got to win
it. You got to get it correct.
No, man.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I feel so bad. I did too.
And Denise, I apologize. I thought that caller 9 got the tickets, but I'm wrong. That's why I'm not an attorney in charge of things.
Right. That's why we have.
You have to get the lyric right to caller 9 gets to play.
Right. So I had to rent a car yesterday because my car has been a bit messed up for quite some time. And if you have a janky car, get to the phone line 704-570-9595. Can we tell the story real quickly or you want to wait?
No, we'll take a quick break, but we should line up calls now. Like, Roy has an issue with his car right now. Like, what's your issue with your car right now that makes it super janky? Because I witnessed Roy doing this twice yesterday, Loren. 704-570-9595. We're going to play around and my car's so janky.
They could help you save money on more than just car insurance. 3. 8 out of 10 cars have a large spider somewhere inside. Whoa, wait! Hands on the wheel! That one's not true.
Here is something that's true. My wife Amanda is due to have a baby within the next 3 weeks, and I need a push present for her. And the one place I'm going to go is this weekend to Diamonds Direct because they are doing their biggest, largest ring sale ever.
You know I'm like a professional shopper at Diamonds Direct, right? Like, you should take me with you, and I'll help you push your pick your push present.
Push my pick present?
Yeah.
Push my pick. I need any help picking.
I mean, this is the best time to buy a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Their rings are at an unbelievable price, and they got special financing for 48 months.
They already have amazing deals on rings, so to practically have every ring in the store marked down is huge.
You know what you got to understand about Diamonds Direct? We're going to break it down for you real quick. Because we here on the show talk about a fancy jewelry store in South Park, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go in there. Like, don't ever feel excluded from this place, because there is something in the price range for everyone at Diamonds Direct. And this is a perfect example of that.
That's very true. So go get that push present, Manny, and you, driving in the car, go see our friends at Diamonds Direct on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Get red hot savings at the...
Hard minor accident. 485 Interloop at exit 10 at I-85 on the west side. New incident, Old Concord and Meadow Vista. That's just before Harris. Traffic sponsored by Sycamore at Tivola. Sycamore at Tivola, a new gated apartment community with elevator service and amenities like a putting green, jogging trail, and resort-style pool. This is luxury redefined. Schedule your tour today. SycamoreatTivola.com.
If you like sweets, then you got to hang with us this Saturday for Scoops and Sweets. It's a sampling of treats like ice cream, funnel cake, so many games, so much more. And it's happening this Saturday at Ray Farms over off of Providence Road and Audrey Kell. It's a whole new area out in the Ballantyne spot. I'll be out there actually emceeing the event from 2 to 4 this Saturday. So bring everybody out. It's going to be a great time. And it's right in front of the Miller Street Dance Academy parking lot, brought to you by RJ Waste and Recovery and Corey Newell Spa.
Also, we got your tickets to Tweety Railroad. Go to kiss951.com for your chance to win.
All right, people are on hold at 704-570-9595. Why is your car currently in a janky mode? What's making your car so janky right now?
So my car, the backup camera has been flipped upside down. So, like, whenever I back up, it's everything's flipped.
And as long as I've, I think, ever known you or have driven with you, it's been like that.
Yes, for a long, long time. And then finally, my car door lock, my driver's side lock mechanism quit working.
Yes, that's what I witnessed yesterday.
So what I have been having to do to get inside my vehicle, because I still have to lock the car, I have to take apart my key fob to get the key that's inside, or unlock my passenger side, crawl through, unlock the driver's side, get out of the passenger side, walk back around, and then get back into my car.
It's a whole thing. At that point, I just leave the door unlocked and the keys on the front seat.
Yeah, right.
Maybe leave it running. I don't know.
I said, Roy, just leave your window halfway open and reach in.
But it doesn't work that way with my car, man, because the little nub is too, you can't pull it. You cannot pull my nub.
Well, if you can't pull your nub, then you're not going to get in the car.
I don't know what to call it, y'all. I'm sorry. I don't know
the lock.
The lock thing. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's too small, so you have to physically open the car door.
Text message from area code 570 says, my car is so janky, I have four of them, and when one breaks down, I just rotate through the others. Right now, only one is running, and the others have been at the shop for weeks. The car rotation.
And when I took it to Town & Country Ford and I showed them the backup camera, they were like, I've never seen that. Like, let me go get my buddies. Hang on.
Another text came in and says, I have to crawl under my car and beat on the starter at least once per week to get it going.
Yeah, it might be time for a new car.
Yeah, I remember my mom had you know those geo trackers?
Yeah.
My mom had something wrong. May have been the starter. She always kept a crowbar in the car. And so that whenever the car wasn't started, she'd open up the hood, beat the crap out of something in there. And then she would then start it up just fine.
And that worked?
It worked. She always kept a crowbar to beat the car.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
If somebody's like, stop beating that car. No, it's okay. It's mine.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Why is your car currently so janky?
All right. Let's bring in Rebecca from Conover. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all were talking about the whole thing hitting the starter. I've been there, too. But no, right now, my car is so messed up. Like, I'll be sitting at a drive-thru or something like that, or a stoplight. And, like, it just rattles. Like, it's so embarrassing. It'll just sit there and rattle until I put it in park, and then it'll finally stop rattling.
So annoying. You hear that the whole time you're driving?
No, it's only, like, when I take off, and everybody, like, looks over at my car, and they're like, oh, what a piece of crap.
So it's an external rattle. It's not even an internal rattle that you hear inside the car.
No, it's on the outside. It's like the heat shield or something like that. It's just so annoying.
Oh, that's awesome. Hold on. We actually, if you put your phone out the window, we'll be able to hear it.
And hey, if I come to a stoplight, you sure will.
Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, Rebecca. Join the club with Roy. How long has your car had the rattle? Because Roy's been doing the whole door thing for over a month now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, mine's been doing it for about 2 or 3 months. And it's been a pain. Like, and if to fix it, like, Subarus have that problem. So to fix it, you have to, like, buy a whole, and I have 13 heat shields. I don't know which one that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's so expensive to fix. I don't even want to tell you how much it's costing to fix.
Really?
Is it worth keeping the car?
Yeah, because it's like it's $1,500. It's worth keeping the car, but at the same time,
I'm not even
going
to tell you how much it costs to fix. And then he tells me.
Yeah.
Because it's so much money. But at the same time, it's like my car's worth way more than that.
Let me tell you about Roy's car. Roy wanted a new car, but his boyfriend, I heard, put his foot down and said, you drive that car into the ground.
Well,
and
you know,
I'm in charge of the finances. Now we live together.
We got a financial, I got a financial planner, and I was shamed into that decision. And so, collectively.
You were collectively shamed into that decision?
I have to save money.
Collectively, I was bullied into keeping my car, collectively.
Who would have thought that you can't spend money whenever you want to? I know that's a really weird concept.
One I don't understand.
Before we get to Lorenz Dirt.
Dennis and Shelby, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all this morning?
We're doing well, bud. So tell us about your janky car.
So it's actually not mine. It's my mom's that I'm calling about. My mom has had this 2002 Chevy Cavalier since 2002. This thing is falling apart. There's rust all over it. There is dents all over it from where she's wrecked it. And we've given her a new vehicle just recently. And it's sitting there. Insurance on and everything, but she still chooses to drive that one car that every other month we're putting in the shop for oil change or something out.
So she enjoys driving the janky car.
She loves it. That is her pride and joy.
Maybe she'll trade with you, Roy.
Well, I don't know.
Thanks, Dennis.
All things considered, my car's been really good to me. I've had it for 5 years now.
I drove my Chevy Avalanche into the ground, and then somebody else bought it, and they were like happy to have it.
I remember.
I was like, dude, this guy's a lot of problems. But I guess this guy fixes cars, so it was hard for me.
Yeah.
It was easy for him, you know?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You know why Loren remembers my Avalanche? She had to push me to get home one day. It was a good workout for her, though.
Yeah, you know. Just put it in neutral. All right, so we told you yesterday that there are pregnancy rumors for Beyonce and Jay-Z, and there's more news about the couple on the horizon as well. Apparently, they want to film their next video at the Colosseum in Rome. Now, they did shut down the Louvre in Paris to film a video as well. So this is the next thing on the radar. They've already been denied once, but have just resubmitted saying, hey, I know it's complicated. There's no seats or anything in there, so it would have to be just like a video. It's not like a stadium environment when you go in there. But they did use it, if you remember, in the Pepsi commercial for the 2010 with Britney Spears. Pink was in it. Do you guys remember that one?
Not really.
No, huh?
Well, they filmed that there, so.
Sorry.
8 years ago.
Well, it was a big Super Bowl yesterday. Commercial.
Where did we eat lunch yesterday?
Oh, I do remember that. JJ's.
That's right.
There you go.
Hot dogs.
All right, so Demi Lovato, she is sporting a very new look, although she's had this blonde hair before, and we haven't seen the full photo of her just yet. She posted a little teaser on her Instagram, and it's just kind of the bottom of her face and the bottom of her hair. She went to her celebrity stylist and said, hey, I want a Jennifer Aniston-inspired hair color, and that's what they gave her.
Okay.
Zed's got new music. And this one is called Happy Now. There's nothing left to say, so I shut my mouth. So won't you tell me, babe, are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Zed's got a very familiar sounding voice.
I was hoping to hear the beat drop.
I know, me too. There was no beat in that?
No.
It didn't drop. Okay. Well.
Who is that singing?
Ellie. It's a German singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. She's good.
And what?
Her big chance on like a huge radio station, you know? Who was that? Ellie, somebody. Believe me, I get it, Lauren.
Duhay, I think, is her last name.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a lot of these EDM artists work with some obscure artists for us here, you know, so there's that. Cardi B says, no nanny for her, at least not quite yet. She said she just wants to enjoy and learn how to be a mom before she hands her baby over. And her mom and her sister has been by her side since the little one was born. And she did find out this week that she got 10 MTV VMA nominations.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Good for her.
Big stuff for her. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Paris Hilton is calling out Lindsay Lohan and calling her a pathetic liar. I'll tell you why.
Jeez. I mean, what is this, 2002?
I know. We've talked about Paris Hilton this week.
At 8:30, can we also talk about the second episode of Survivor?
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. 16 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So North Carolina, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Special week for the MRL show. yesterday, Lorraine, who was at your house?
Zero Res.
Zero Res Carpet Care. Uh-huh. Today, they're coming to my house.
Oh, see, it's a big Zero Res week.
We're getting the house ready for the baby. You know, we want to have our carpets cleaned, all the dirt and all the dust and... quite honestly, the pollen from April is still sitting in our carpets, and we want the baby to come home to like a clean house.
Absolutely. And to be very honest with you, what we had cleaned yesterday, I had not had cleaned in over a year and a half, and it was the glider in my son's nursery. Everything came out of it. It was awesome.
Yeah, so they do upholstery too, and they're not going to do something that they're not sure will turn out right. They're not one of those companies that are like, we'll do it for the money, and if it doesn't turn out right, oh well.
Sorry, we ruined it.
Yeah, it's on you though.
Yeah, no, they don't do that.
Nope.
Trust the people that we trust. Call Zero Res today, 704-509-4488. They've got an awesome Kiss Summer special going on right now.
Yeah, you could get three rooms done for just $109. Also, new to Zero Res, you can go online and book your appointment there.
It's that easy.
Just head over to ZeroResCharlotte.com.
He loves his friends here.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
So, Kiss 95.1 and us, the MRL Morning Show, wants to send you on a summer vacation. Corona wants you to find your beach. Trips to Florida all summer long. Register online at Kiss95.1.com. And then listen this Friday at 7:20 for your name.
Hey, it's Thursday. You know what that means. It's a Live After 5 tonight going on at the Epicenter. It's a party that you all need to check out. Everybody in Charlotte, mandatory. Whether you're visiting or you live here, you've got to go check out a Live After 5 brought to you by Pfeiffer University. Lorraine, are you ready to play CBL?
I am.
So is John in Charlotte. We're going to play in 3 minutes.
You got to get up and beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
John, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
We know John. He's a great contestant.
Yeah.
Plays a lot, and I don't know, John, I forget. Have you ever taken her down?
I sure have.
Thought you did.
All right. Okay. Let's see if you can do it today.
All right, I am. All right, Lorraine, you got to get out.
I'm going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio. If you're on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, we're on Facebook Live, you'll see that she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the questions.
All right, John, we'll throw you a $100 gift card to Duncan if you beat her. Here is question number one. What singer and Pitch Perfect star is rumored to be dating Niall Horan? And she's also going to be in Charlotte next Friday with Charlie Puth.
Repeat the question.
What singer and Pitch Perfect star is rumored to be dating Niall Horan? And she's also going to be in Charlotte next Friday with Charlie Puth. We've been giving away tickets and mentioning her name a lot this week.
Ooh.
Three.
Right. I'm going to have to pass on this.
One. No answer there. Okay. What artist has the whole world asking, Kiki, do you love me?
That would be Drake.
Last night's ESPYs were hosted by this popular female race car driver.
Danica Patrick.
Question number four. This Cry Me a River singer has lowered his condo price in New York City yet again.
That'll be JT, Justin Timberlake.
And question number five. This talk show host also hosts a game show called Game of Games.
I actually watched that last night, and that's Ellen.
Yeah, I did too. It's fun.
Who?
Ellen.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on in, Lorraine. Don't say anything else, John. Here she comes.
John got 4 correct.
You were doing some weird thing with your hand a couple times, so I was like, can I come? Can I come in? And then you finally waved me in.
Honestly, my finger's sticky. So I'm wiggling it. All right, here we go, Loren. Let's see if you can get 5 and beat him.
Mm-hmm.
What singer?
Oh, so he got them all right.
He got 4 correct.
Okay, 4 correct. All right, yes. Sorry. Okay, here we go. What singer and Pitch Perfect star is rumored to be dating Niall Horan? Hint, she'll also be in Charlotte next Friday with Charlie Puth.
Haley Steinfeld.
You got it. 1-0. He passed on that one.
Haley Steinfeld, John.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Right. Okay, now we know. What artist has the whole world asking, Kiki, do you love me?
Is it Drake?
You're right. 2-1.
And last night's ESPY Awards were hosted by this popular female race car driver.
Danica Patrick.
You got it. 3-2.
This Cry Me a River singer has lowered his condo price in New York City yet again.
Justin Timberlake.
You got it. 4-3.
Question 5. This talk show host also hosts a game show called Game of Games. 3-2?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I don't know.
1.
I couldn't even tell you.
It was Ellen DeGeneres.
I do know
John
that.
John got that one right.
Okay.
Final score, 4-4. Loren, it's a tie.
Ooh, John.
Yeah, I know. That seems to always tie you.
That's okay. It's not quite a win, though. You know what I want to hear.
I know what you want to hear. I can't beat you, Loren, but I can surely tie you, and you can tie me.
Thanks for playing, John.
Yep. Now get on Netflix and download Pitch Perfect so you know who Haley Steinfeld is. See you, buddy.
Definitely not.
Still to come.
Got a brand new War of the Roses for you. Something really weird is happening in Callie's relationship. See, her boyfriend has gone as far as stop posting pictures of her on his Insta. And I think if I remember right, she said he used to post a ton of stuff about
them. Yeah, I'm already all over this.
Well, we'll see if he's cheating. We'll go ahead and see if we can bust a cheater with War of the Roses coming up in 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Callie, you sent us an email. And something weird is going on with your boyfriend Vince's social media. What's happening?
I feel like he used to always post things of us together. And whenever we go out, it'd be like me with my love, Callie. And now I feel like it's all, he doesn't post anything with me. It's just his friends or his dog or his, you know, food. Because people do that. But, and I don't want to sound like the crazy girlfriend, but for it to go like as sweet and as often as it was to like nothing now over the past, I don't know, a few weeks or so. I just want to see if something's up.
I think social media is very telling of someone's relationship. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I mean, it can be. And it felt like from what he was posting, felt like we were in a positive, happy, good place. And now it feels like I don't want people to know you exist. But I may be reading too much into it.
Oh, so, I mean, if we call him and we say, hey, you have this romantic package that we can, you know, give to you, the loved one in your life, is there anybody who you think he might send it to if it's not you? I know that's a hard question to ask, but if you think about it, is there someone who's in the back of your mind who you might have an idea that he's messing around on you with?
No, there's no one that I know of, and he hasn't done anything specific. It's just a weird vibe that I have. There's no, like, other woman specifically that I have in mind. Maybe it's not another woman, but I definitely feel like there's something going on.
Callie, I want you to brace yourself because I'm pretty my spidey senses are going off, too.
Yeah.
And it's not like he never posted anything about your relationship. Like, this is a hard turn.
There's a change. So something has happened.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's cheating. It may be, but something is going on with the relationship. Even if he does send the flowers to you, we can still try to pry and maybe get more information out of him, okay?
Yeah, because there has been, I mean, he has been, like, a little distant. There's been other, like, little things that I've noticed that I probably would just brush under the rug if it wasn't on top of the social media sure. stuff. Mm-hmm.
Hey, if he's not posting pictures of you, like, what is the last thing he posted?
I think it was, like, a picture of his feet with, like, a beer can, like, chilling.
Okay.
So maybe he's just posting his summer things. Who knows, you
maybe
know?
Maybe he's just lazy for the summer. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. And you never told. Now, here's the other thing, too. Loren and Nicole hate when I post pictures. They say I'm not a good filter person.
Oh, you're not a good picture taker.
So we can end the War of the Roses right now. And if your answer is yes to this question, okay? Have you ever told him not to post a picture of you until you okay it?
I don't think so, but I will untag things if it's not flattering.
Okay. All right. Because if you said yes to that, I'd be like, well, there's your answer. He's a petrified to post pictures.
No.
But all right. I don't think there's anything going on here. Let's call and find out, though, okay? We'll see what we can do for you. All right, Callie?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Vince, please.
This is him.
Hi, Vince. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Well, I'm calling with some fantastic news for you. We are running an Instagram tag contest, and I have your name and number here along with your handle as the winner of our monthly contest, and you are in for a dozen beautiful red roses to send to someone you love.
And you just found it through Instagram?
Well, one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected one of the tag names, and that was you.
And you guys don't need anything? You just giving it away?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Vince, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these to?
Yeah, I guess send them to Kelsey.
Okay, to Kelsey. And what can I put on the note to go along with these beautiful romantic red roses?
You can put, hey, Kels, the last month has been incredible. Love you, Vince.
Okay. And you're sure you want these to go to Kelsey and not Callie?
What's going on here?
Callie's on the phone line, Vince.
Who is Kelsey?
What's going on? You guys are...
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. So we catch cheaters, dude. So the thing is we ask who you want to send the romantic package to, and if you don't send it to the person on the phone, chances are you're cheating, and now we know that there's a Kelsey.
And the last month has been incredible.
And you love her.
And that you love her.
Well, I didn't really know how to tell you. I wanted to, but I didn't want to, like, hurt you, but I guess this is... Worse than
considerably worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I met this girl, Kelsey, and we're like soulmates, you know, and there's something you can't pass up. I felt like we were coming to an end and I didn't know how to let you go. But
you break up with someone before you move on to the next person. That's not that hard, Vince.
You may have felt uncomfortable doing it, but that's what you have to do.
By the way, does anyone want to know how he met this other woman? Because I'm so curious.
I mean, just met her at work.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean,
very matter of fact.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, you seem very matter of fact, like Roy said. So if you're this way in person, then why don't you just tell her, as a matter of fact, like, hey,
I didn't know how to tell her, but I also never expected to have a radio station call me with her.
You know, I'm never for the breakup text, but I would have rather been broken up with via text than cheated on.
Yep.
Personally.
Yep. Callie, you know what type of a man Vince is.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we're going to tell you how you can be really, really rich. We're bringing back a really, really great contest that includes commercial-free Mondays. We'll give you the details after 8 o'clock right here on the MRL Show.
Think your mate is messing around? Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we are super excited to bring back commercial-free Monday. Every Monday... For the foreseeable future, Kiss 95.1 is going commercial free. And that's not all.
No, we're going to hook you up with something called commercial free cash. We did this about a couple years ago, and a lot of people really loved it, and they've been asking about it. So we're like, yeah, let's just convince the bosses to bring it on back.
So starting Monday morning at 8 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m., we're going to give you three numbers. Mm-hmm. Then you add those numbers up. And then on Tuesday morning, we'll tell you to call in and you give us the total of those three numbers, and that's the amount of cash that you win. It's called commercial-free cash, as we go commercial-free every Monday right here. The only station doing it in the city is Kiss 95.1.
Now, and I ain't allowed to say too much about this, but we were in meetings yesterday, and I sold the budget. And we're giving away a lot of money.
Good.
Yeah.
Giving away a lot.
Good, good. Okay, Monday morning. Spread the word. War of the Roses, Callie, Roy's dog.
Yeah, my dog was on War of the Roses.
Callie, a beautiful Callie, great listener of the MRL show, who sent us an email and thought that maybe her boyfriend Vince was cheating on her. And Vince evidently was, and he's very nonchalant about a coworker who he's been hooking up with.
Mm-hmm.
But it got us thinking in here. We want to hear from you. How did social media tip you off that you were being cheated on? 704-570-9595.
Oh, I mean, how many times have we heard the other woman reaches out to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, your life is so accessible now through social media. You know, and I hate to say, like, oh, back in the day when I was dating, but, like, I've been with my husband for 12 years. That social media wasn't that big of a thing.
Was he in your top
then.
Eight?
No, I don't think he had MySpace. Facebook was out at that point, but
right.
Yeah.
So, if you're just joining us, Callie said that all of a sudden Vince stopped posting pictures of her after he did a lot of that when they first met. It was kind of his way of being affectionate, mm-hmm. you know, saying sweet things. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped doing that. And then sure enough, it turns out he was a cheater. But I didn't think we were going to catch a cheater. I honestly didn't. When we did it.
As soon as she said he used to post pictures and then he stopped posting pictures, that's a telltale sign for me.
Well, anytime there's any major change, anything that's different from the norm, something's wrong in your relationship, whether they are cheating or whether you're just having issues.
Yeah.
How did social media tip you off that you were being cheated on? 704-570-9595. Like Roy said, was it the other person who reached out to you?
And, you know, I'd imagine now more than ever, Lorraine brought up a good point. You take 12 years ago, it was so easy to cheat. You know, because all you had to do was just maybe hide your phone and
right.
lie. Now, when you really do live your life out for everyone else to see, everyone has an audience. Everyone has a platform now. You can do anything you want on social media. It has to be so much more difficult to cheat.
Right. I know, because if you're cheating, chances are the person you're cheating with doesn't know that you have a significant other. So they're going to want you to put stuff on there.
Right.
You know, hey, why aren't you mentioning me on social media?
Right.
No, it's too new. It's too soon.
704-570-9595. You can also watch us. We have like five cameras set up in here. You can watch us on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, tweet at the MRL show, Instagram at the MRL show, text the studio. Tons of way to get a hold of us, by the way.
Lots of people calling. Let's help producer Nicole out here.
Okay. All right. Hello. You're live on the MRL morning show. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. Where are you calling us from?
McDonald's.
I love that place.
No, McConnell.
Okay. So tell us, what's your story?
Well, my fiance at the time was in the military in a different state. And through Facebook, he had stopped messaging me or texting me. And then he started adding a bunch of girls on Facebook. And then I started looking into it, and come to find out, he was having another wife in that state, along with the wife of me in our state, South Carolina.
So, you said he stopped text messaging you. Did he just try to go ghost on you, or?
He totally went ghost on me. I was 3 months pregnant.
Oh, living a double life.
And engaged.
Yes.
That's crazy. All right, hold on. We'll put you through to Manny, Roy, and Loren, okay?
All right.
Tell them story live on the air.
Yeah, tell that story. No, thanks for sharing. We appreciate that out in McConnell.
All right. Sarah and Lenore, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Go ahead, Sarah. How did social media help you find out that you were being cheated on?
Well, see, I was like the one, the little girl in front of me. I was pregnant, and my fiance just randomly stopped posting pictures. It wasn't of me or children or anything, and I was... He's more posting parties of him drinking. Mm. And I was like, so what's going on? Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing. And then a little girl he was seeing messaged me and was like, I have a story for you. I was like, wow. So she decided to tell me how she'd been seeing him the whole time I was pregnant with our child and everything. I was like, oh, well, you know, I had respect for her for telling me. But in that same aspect, I was like,
how does this come about?
Well, was she done with him after that, too? Because that's the only way.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the only way I have respect for somebody for saying something.
Sure.
Is if you're going to be done with the relationship as well.
Right.
But don't tell me and then try to come back and tread on that territory again either.
Stephanie and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How does social media help you?
So you know when you type in like a letter in the search bar, someone's name comes up?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I found out. So someone's name come up who they worked with, and I was like, why would you be searching them? There's no way this would come up unless you were searching him. Turns out they were cheating on me with her.
It comes up whenever I do that.
Hey, that's a Loren jump.
It is.
From A to Z. Good for you. Because I wouldn't have thought that. I would have been like, oh, maybe they were just looking at pictures.
Really?
Or, you know, it was a pop-in. I don't think there's anything wrong with a pop-in. Like, I popped in and looked at an ex's page the other day.
Yeah, but it would be, like, on your most recent ones. Like, if you go into the search engine, at least on Instagram. I don't know about Facebook. But if you go to the little magnifying glass, it shows you, once you go to the search bar, like, who you've searched last.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, if Sterling saw this, he probably would think I'm hacking someone up. I just Instagram stalked someone yesterday who's a listener of the show. So
if you type in the letter on Facebook, it literally tells you, like, who you searched the most.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's someone's name right here that... interesting. Okay.
Say that again, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, I see.
What'd she say?
So if you go to...
Sorry, go ahead.
Same thing in that little search bar. If you type in, let's say, a D for Dallas, it shows everybody's name that begins with a D that I've searched.
On Insta.
On Facebook, too.
Oh,
Facebook, okay. I didn't even type in a letter. It just says my recent searches, which, by the way, your husband was one of my recent searches.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Thanks, Steph. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Way to be on your toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I stalk people on Instagram all the time, and I'm not cheating.
No, I know.
There just happened to be a link there for her where she could go.
Because now I'm nervous. Because I'm looking at my own search thing and it doesn't look good. But I'm just stalking people.
Hey, Abby and Charlotte, hold on a second. Because she found out that there was cheating going on through an app. Not through a social media page, but through an app. We'll get to you in under 5 minutes. How did social media lead you to find out that your significant other was cheating on you? Got a couple people on hold. Abby and Charlotte. Hi. Abby?
Hey, good morning.
How does social media help you?
So my husband at the time, he came home from a Christmas party, and he kept getting phone calls from this one girl, Hillary, that he had saved in his phone. And I picked up the phone and heard a voicemail that she had left, and it said, "You must be married. That's a sick joke." Like, okay. So from there, I started to look through his phone and found a WhatsApp message. And it was actually to another girl, a coworker that I heard the name of. And he was sending messages back and forth to her, like, we're both in trouble, and just sexual messages.
Whoa. And it's called WhatsApp?
WhatsApp.
I've heard of that before.
You can use it internationally.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can also hide the app. So if you're talking to someone or if you have a conversation, you can actually deactivate the account and then reactivate it, and all of your old messages will reappear.
You know, I always wondered why people used those messaging apps. And now I know why. It's because they're hiding something.
Oh, well, okay. So hang on. Because
why can't you just text?
I've used WhatsApp before. And when I was living in India, it was more expensive for me to actually text from my phone than be on the internet and text from the WhatsApp, which is why I was doing it. But now I think that looks shady.
It does. Especially now with iMessage, because iMessage doesn't use, it uses data like an app.
Right.
It doesn't use texting. So I've always wondered, like, what's the point of that? But now it is shady.
I feel like I thought we were supposed to be busting cheaters. Now I feel like all we're doing is helping them.
So many guys are right.
Right?
What's
taking notes? Get that secret cow,
Lorraine,
that calculator.
Who's more likely to cheat, men or women?
So I say men, but I know that there's studies that say that women who are being neglected in relationships are more likely to cheat.
Real quick, Cody might disagree about the men cheating.
All right, Cody, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
real quick, Cody, you got cheated on not once but twice.
Yes.
By two different women or the same woman?
Two different women.
And how did you catch them?
Both on Snapchat. The first one was at a basketball game. I seen her taking pictures and sending pictures, which is nothing unusual. But then I seen a reply from a guy with little hearts and kissy faces and stuff. So I kind of started looking into it a little bit more and found out, you know, that she's been cheating on me with him for 3 or 4 months.
Mm. And then the next one?
The next one, she left her phone laying on the couch when she went to the kitchen, and a Snapchat come up, and I was like, who is that? And I'd never seen that name, never heard of it, so I clicked it, and it was a guy, you know, kissy face, miss you, of this. So I started looking into him and found out he's married with 2 children.
Wow.
All that. So,
you ever date someone who didn't cheat on you, Cody?
I know, poor Cody.
Yes, I've got a perfect one now.
Okay, great. Good.
That's how you finish a phone
good.
Call.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, I was getting nervous. I thought maybe the problem was him there for a second. But no, he's found the right one.
Yeah.
He found the right one.
Lorraine, you want to do a dirty real quick?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Drake's driver got into a little scuffle with an Uber, and it was all because when Drake was getting out of the car on Tuesday, maybe dinged a door. And he turned around and saw the two kind of going at it. The police were called. The sheriff showed up. No report was taken because no crime was committed.
Hmm.
But the two did get into it. So he escaped narrowly.
Huh. Okay.
A police report. Kim Kardashian, she is coming out with 3 new fragrances. And no, this is not my what Lauren likes for today. But it's a peach, a cherry, and then another one called Vibes. They're $45 each. And the reason this is big news is because when she came out with her last perfume, she made $5 million in 5 minutes. And it was exclusively marketed only on social media.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, man.
That's crazy. $5 million in 5 minutes.
Somebody just have it. You know, some people just know, and yeah. no matter what they hit, it's always a jackpot.
Absolutely.
Like the Kardashians.
That's very true.
Meanwhile, I'm at Goodwill trying to find things to resell on eBay. We got Kim Kardashian with perfume making yeah. $5
million. Yeah. yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so if you remember, there was a sports doctor who came forward from The Biggest Loser and claimed that the show was canceled because former contestants had come out with these quote-unquote false claims that they were given diet pills on the show. Well, they are under investigation, and it looks like maybe they found something.
Well, the false claims? No, those were real claims. I know somebody was on the show.
Yeah.
They did awful things. Awful, awful things.
Was it more than just giving them diet pills?
Yes. It was more things. The information that I have, and he wouldn't lie about this, mm-hmm. would make him sit in a sauna for 5 hours,
weight.
Take diuretics.
Whoa.
They did a lot of things so that you actually lost weight on TV.
Yeah, I know. At the end of the day, it's a TV show, so they try and manipulate it. It sucks.
And I feel bad because when you're going on these shows, like, you want to be on them so badly. Yeah. I was a finalist for Amazing Race, and, like, I would have done anything to get on that show. So I was literally signing, like, right. I mean, I had some carve-outs, but, like, I was signing rights away that I wouldn't typically sign away.
By the way, and I know two different people who's been on the show and told me the exact same thing.
Hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Come interview me. I got it all.
Roy, it's hot.
Yeah.
Hotter to the collar. Yeah. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Lauren like?
All right, so I think these are adorable, and it's for you and your furry friend, but it is kind of like a friendship bracelet. It's a collar for your dog, and then you get a bracelet that matches the design on the collar. So it's like, you know, back in the day when you would wear friendship bracelets with your friends, and they would be matching. Now you can have man's best friend. Have
That's
a
awesome.
One.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's adorable.
I do too.
We'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Up next, we're going to bring in intern Dovey.
Yes. You know, he's from Lithuania, but he's trying to become a U.S. citizen. So he has a citizenship test he's going to be giving us.
Because he's taking his next week.
Right.
So he's studying for it now.
So we'll see if we can even pass the citizen's test. I know I'm going to fail.
Will someone be stripped of their citizenship today?
Like, I don't even know who the second president is. I know it's George Washington, and I think maybe Thomas Jefferson. I don't know.
I'm just saying, if you take my passport, I'll have to travel forever.
All right, intern Dovey will be in here to give us the citizenship test. Well, you guys can play at home as well. We'll do it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
want to get
West W.T. Harris, South Tryon, and Billy Graham still recovering from an earlier accident. Traffic sponsored by the North Carolina Department of Transportation. The NCDOT will be hosting two meetings regarding improvements to 485 between 77 and Independence, July 25th and 26th. Visit ncdot.gov/news/public-meetings for additional info.
Join Kiss 95.1 at American Freight this Sunday from 1 to 2. It's on Smith Corners Boulevard. Great deals on furniture, bedroom packages as low as $398, upholstered beds from $128. Affordable, easy payment plans, and same-day delivery. And by the way, Roy will actually deliver it to your house.
No, I won't.
Didn't you help your movers deliver furniture to their house?
Yeah, after they got in helping my boyfriend move, we ended up helping them move. I don't know how, and we didn't get paid, y'all.
You paid them.
They got paid. Mm. I don't even know how that happens. I mean, only in my life do we pay the movers to move them into their own home.
We're taking the citizenship test in 2 minutes. She's afraid.
She has her own microphone in there. She can play.
But I won't be able to hear her yell out her name.
If she turned her microphone on, you would.
What are you afraid, Nick, producer Nicole? You don't want to play the citizenship
test? No, every time I turn my mic on, I can't hear you guys, and it's just, it's not, I'm trying to make the bit better, and this is not how to do it.
All right.
You know
simmer
what?
Down.
At least she came from a helping stance. She's trying to help us.
Okay. Yeah, here.
We just love you. We love it when you're on the air with us. That's all, Nicole.
No response. Not
she
amused.
She turned us off.
I say I love her. She's like, idiot. Just do your job. Perform.
Hello, intern Dovey, who is celebrating his last day of his internship here. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. How's studying going for the citizenship test, which you will take next week?
It's going well. I've been watching a lot of National Treasure
Nicolas Cage movies.
Spending a lot of time at Starbucks just kind of doing those little practice tests over and over again, but it's not too bad.
May I also recommend renting Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 1 and 2. Good history in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be taking the citizenship test, and I notice you have a binder. Is that what you've been actually using to study?
No, this is, all of this. No, this is kind of where I keep everything.
Oh.
Stuff from internships, stuff from
my voice acting.
I know. He's such a good intern.
So.
His last day.
He's too good.
Yeah, he is too good. All right, so how do we want to play this? You just want to call out the questions and we'll yell?
We'll yell out our names.
Okay.
And then whoever gets the most right gets to keep their passport. The other two have to turn their passport in with a 2-year travel ban.
Oops.
Which is fine for me because I got a newborn coming. I'm not going anywhere.
That's a travesty. Do you want me to keep score?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, let me keep score so I can finagle the numbers.
So are these ones that you have a hard time with? Did you pick just some random ones?
I just picked the ones I think everybody should know.
Okay.
They might be hard. I really have no idea because every time somebody asks me, like, what are some sample questions, and I give them to them. And they're like, I don't know that. And I'm
this is a good, you think everyone should know this. This is a good foundation. Go ahead. What's question number one?
All right. Question number one. What is the capital of the United States?
Oh, Roy. Washington, D.C.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if I should. You got it. All right. So question number two.
Yep. See, now it just becomes a race on who yells their name out
first. Oh, well, then do you want to all take our time and write it out?
No.
Okay.
No.
We've already committed.
Yeah.
On to number two. What is the name of the national anthem?
Meanie. Star Spangled Banner.
Dang it.
Yeah, boy.
I thought it was just called the national anthem.
No, it's the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
I'm so slow.
Hand me your passport. No! You're one step closer.
Yeah, Mrs. I leave the country. You know what? We probably do need to revoke her passport. All she does is try to leave America.
I know. Right.
She never wants to stay here.
I probably know more about other countries than I do the U.S.
Give her an Italian citizenship. You're kicked out.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Loren.
It was a collective effort.
It was. But Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, he's the main man. He's the...
What's up with all the signatures, though? I thought that's everyone who authored it.
Well, they signed it. He wrote it, though.
Okay. Well,
I think.
Is that the one that starts 4 score and 7 years ago?
No, that's... No. I don't know how it starts.
That's
I do declare.
I do declare.
I do declare.
All right.
So we all got one.
Okay. You all got one. Okay, right. Cool. Number four.
All right.
Who is the father of our country?
Maney.
The father of our country?
George Washington.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Bada boom.
Either him or James Brown. I was torn.
Right on.
He's the godfather of soul. Okay. All right. 2-1-1.
Again, they're going to get, they're starting to get a little crazier.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, that is intern Dovey's voice you're hearing is from Lithuania, goes to App, taking his citizenship test next week to become an American citizen. These are some of the questions.
Number 5. Who is the commander in chief of the military?
Maney. The president.
Boom.
That was easy. I couldn't say my name quick enough. You went too fast.
Okay. Number 6. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
It was a bunch of people.
I want 3 specific countries.
Okay, Roy. Germany, France, and Japan. Oh, crap.
So close. You got 2 out of the 3.
You hit that really fast, so you knew that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
Go ahead.
Do you want to take a shot at it, Loren? You should know this. You should know the third country.
Didn't we land in Denmark or something? I don't know. D-Day.
The correct
Denmark
answer
D-Day.
Is they were called the Axis, and it was Japan.
Yes.
Germany. And Italy.
Italia.
Oh, it was Italy. Okay.
Oh, the country Loren loves.
Wow, Meany is killing it over here.
Bada boom.
I can't help it that I'm a citizen.
I was born with this
you
knowledge.
Love history, too.
I
That's
do.
Like your thing.
Especially World War II history.
Yeah,
I'm really big on that. What is, you got more?
Yeah, I got more. I got all 10. So all you need, like, technically you need, like, 6 out of 10 to pass.
Okay.
If you wanted to do this.
We need to get every single one right now.
So,
yeah, I won't play anymore. You 2 play.
Number 7. What is the supreme law of the land?
Roy, the Constitution.
Attaboy.
Hey!
That's right.
I didn't know that. Good for you, bud.
Me neither.
Number 8. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
Roy, the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, that's correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, I mean, technically, the president of the United States is in charge of everything. So if he asks who's in charge, I'm just going to say the president of the United States.
Jeez, I thought it was Vladimir Putin.
Well, no. There it is.
Oh, boy. Man.
Honestly, I thought it was the Supreme Court.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
No, they're the judicial branch.
Okay.
Yeah, judicial branch.
There's only 2 left, right?
There's 2 more.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Come on, Lorraine. You got to get more than 1.
No.
Number 9. What are the 2 parts of the U.S. Congress?
Oh, Roy. It's the Senate and House of Representatives.
God, he's killing it. He's on
these
the
are easy.
All right.
Ooh.
And you're fast, too. Ooh.
How many do you have?
Wait, well, so you should play again because now you guys are tied.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, sudden death.
All right.
It's the last question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Number 10.
I'm already voted out of America.
No, your punishment is you have to stay.
What do we call the first 10 amendments in the Constitution?
Roy, it is called the Bill of Rights.
And Bill, you are right.
Yeah!
Look at Roy!
Man!
Public education didn't fail me!
Well, you also graduated, what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's true.
It's all fresh.
Good for you, buddy. Wow. And did you know all those?
Yeah.
You know all those pretty good?
Yeah, I got them. I mean, I'm missing like... The last ones I have to really remember are, like, who's my representative and, like...
You have to know that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have no clue
who
our representatives are. How many senators does each state have?
2.
That's right. But then we also have, like, local senators.
What?
Yes. What are you having the most issue with?
I don't know. I got most... I think there's some where it's, like... It's specifically the one where it's like but name the representative in your district.
So it's like current stuff, not history. You're having more problems
with
the current.
Like, it's like the current stuff that varies.
I don't even know who our mayor is because we have like a mayor and a mayor pro tem or whatever that thing is. Or pro tem.
I know Italy has Rome has the first female.
First female?
Yeah.
What's that?
First female mayor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good for them.
But I, like I said, I know more about Italy.
Yeah. Good for you.
Well, she needs to leave the country.
Good luck, intern Dovey.
Thank you so much.
I think
you're
going to do great. All right, there you have it. Everybody but Loren is an American citizen.
Oh, man.
Now it's your turn. Choice Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you missed our big announcement we made a little under an hour ago, we said every Monday starting this week is commercial-free Monday. And it goes even further than that. You have to listen every Monday at 8 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. for a number we give. And then you add those numbers up, and that's the amount of cash that you'll win Tuesday morning if you know all 3.
Yeah, so all you had to do is call us Tuesday at 8 a.m. with the correct math.
Right, exactly. It's
called super simple.
Commercial-free cash. We've done it before. We threw it out there. We said, hey, we want to bring it back. And here we are. We have it for you guys starting this Monday. Make sure you're listening at 8, noon, and 4. You're going to want to listen all day because there's no commercials, which isn't easy to do considering commercials pay our bills.
Yeah, I never understand how we're able to operate a radio station.
That's right.
We don't have commercials.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
That's true.
There's so many things going on in the world that are happening around us, and we just take it for granted that we all know. Like, do you guys all know that we're pretty much going to have the RNC here in 2020?
I learned that from you this morning.
Yes, Charlotte is, I think, one or two other cities were the only other cities that put in for it. And personally, the way I see it is, regardless of what side of the fence you're on politically, it's got to be a good look for Charlotte to be. I mean, the magnifying glass is going to be on us, which is great, I feel. And the other thing that's great is it's going to pump money into the economy here. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of restaurants and stuff are going to get business. You guys weren't here when the DNC came. It was crazy.
I lived here, or maybe we were just moving here, but we were in the city the week that it was here, and it was crazy.
And I'm on the other end of it. I hate it, not for political reasons, because everything's going to be difficult. The traffic's going to be bad. I'm not going to be able to get to a restaurant I want. I'm going to be miserable.
Yeah, President Obama did stay in Ballantyne.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he stayed in Ballantyne. Mm-hmm. He stayed at the Ballantyne Resort. And so whenever he moved, everything was shut down. But
he was only here for like 2 days, though.
Right.
But it was still, the traffic was
no matter if the president's coming or not. I mean, things shut down when POTUS is here.
Well, it's an influx of people, too.
I just think it's kind of cool because I like all the idea of all the restaurants uptown. You know, helps our economy tremendously.
It does. That's
my thought on it. Whether you, no matter what you believe in it or you don't, or maybe that's just one way to look at it,
too. Brings a lot of money to show.
Gives a lot of these police officers locally overtime. A lot of employees will get overtime pay.
Did I ever tell you I found out how they do overtime, and I was so fascinated? They just log onto a website, and they pick the job they want.
Yeah, I think we knew an officer.
With the cop? Yeah.
Yeah, an officer told us that.
He's like, yeah, he goes, I just pick whatever overtime I want. I'm like, there's that much overtime? You just log on,
yeah.
And you're like...
Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, just food for thought. Up next, the clothes, Loren, that could be hurting you.
Mm.
3 minutes.
Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you've ever been injured by a piece of clothing, maybe a zipper.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a heel injury. Yeah, yeah. 704-570-9595. The reason why we bring this up is because there's an article out, and we found this online, and it's the clothing items that could be bad for your health, Loren.
I would assume, like, very tight jeans could be bad for your health.
Why?
Circulation.
Before you slip into a pair of the skinny jeans for casual Friday at the office, know that skinny jeans pose another constriction risk. A woman in Australia spent 4 days in the hospital after her skin-tight jeans damaged her nerves and her calf muscles so much, she showed signs of dying tissue muscle.
Wow.
Those are some skinny jeans.
Uh-huh.
And the British Chiropractic Association has claimed skinny jeans restrict mobility, causing pressure in joints. So get skinnies with stretchy fabric that have a little wiggle room. That's what I love.
Mine has the stretchy fabric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Let me tell you something about the... yesterday, I made a duct tape bikini. Right?
Yes.
Because it was a big thing on the runways at Miami Fashion Week.
Yep. Go check out the picture and the video at the MRL show on our Instagram, by the way.
When I tell you I sausaged myself into that duct tape... I could not breathe. If I had been in that thing for any amount of time, I guarantee it would have damaged some tissue.
And I kept asking you, like, hey, can you hold on to it for a second?
can I draw on it? Can we take another? I'm like,
by the way, a lot of people wanted to know if that hurt taking that off.
It didn't
bikini.
Feel good.
I wish we heard the audio
for
that.
I know. It was like waxing, basically.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hi, the MRL show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anonymous Lucy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. Did you get hurt using clothing?
Actually, it wasn't, I don't know if you'd consider it a piece of clothing, but have you seen those infomercials that have that bra that you're supposed to be able to stick on, and in the middle you pull the string, and it's supposed to pull your cleavage together and lift you up?
Whoa.
And you're supposed to be able to wear it under a tank top so that it doesn't show any lines, and you can wear it under... any type of tight blouse?
Yes.
Okay. I had purchased one of those, and mind you, I'm pretty big busted.
So I have purchased one of those, and I wore it. Now, let me tell you, it works, and it stays on quite well. But when you go to take it off, it takes your skin off with it.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, your nipples don't want to stay on your body.
I'm laughing because I have it in my purse today. My
you have the exact same product?
This one doesn't, it doesn't pull you together, but it has the clasp in the middle that pulls your cleavage together. So it's kind of the same thing, but a little bit different. But yeah, when you go to take it off, like feel how sticky it is inside. I haven't worn this one yet.
So bad.
That feels like that is so painful.
It's like wearing your bikini yesterday.
It was terrible.
Either one of you want to try it on?
If you want to feel pain, go put on a duct tape bathing suit like Loren did yesterday.
I don't know if those are my size.
Oh, I think I would rather do that.
Thanks for the call.
It's even worse.
Man, that's like that really is like duct tape in there.
It is.
It's so sticky.
What? But it's different than her. She had a pull string.
No, this is the only difference is that I have a clasp in the middle. She had a pull string, yeah.
Okay, let's bring in Kathy from Charlotte. Kathy, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Do you ever have a wardrobe injury?
Flip-flops. Never run in flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, catch that front toe.
Front toe, ankle ripped, especially if you're at the NASCAR race and might have had a little bit too much juice.
Yeah. What were you running from or what were you running to, Kathy?
I was probably running towards more juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Heels are on here too, on the top clothing items that can be bad for your health. You love the heels because they lengthen your legs, but heels also put pressure on your spine, back, and knees, not to mention those people who fall while wearing the heels. Do you know there's over 25,000 heel-related injuries a year in the U.S.?
I believe it.
That's reported. Thanks, Kathy. That's reported, and that includes you, even though you're wearing flip-flops.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Loren, thongs are bad for you.
Why?
They're great at getting rid of the visible panty line, of course, but OBGYN warns that they can also spawn uncomfortable bacterial
issues.
I believe that. It's all stuffed up in places.
Shapewear.
So the Kardashians made shapewear very popular.
What is that?
It's they have those, like, cinch belts that you can wear that train your body to be
they give you the hourglass figure.
But I heard that it's really bad for your organs because it's moving your organs around.
It can compress your stomach, your intestine, and your colon and give you stomach pain, gas, and bloating.
I think I have one of those.
I think I wear one all the time because I have all those issues.
Yeah, you do.
But I have something that like keeps everything tight.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Do you wear it?
No.
Oh.
Unless I'm wearing a suit or something that I don't want.
I think there's a difference between like the cincher and like a spank.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think mine's more like a spank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit it. I can't have too much jiggling going on.
No, I hear you.
I mean, keep it to a minimum.
Most of my clothes buttons hate me. Yeah. My pants.
Like, ah. You throw that spank on, you button it up a little easier.
Who knew?
Lose an eye.
We'll put the rest up on the website, kiss951.com. Tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening at 6:40 for your shot to win your way in to go see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld on July 27th at the PNC Pavilion. Plus, if you finish the lyric, then you'll also get into the pit where you get to hear his sound check. And then we'll send you up front and personal during the show to be his photographer. That's 6:40 Friday morning.